Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
USA Today, or Dave Burkett, reporting the Lions were one of six teams to reach out and check in on L'Jarius Sneed, the Chiefs' all-pro corner. And what I have always said is this: I will never get mad if a player doesn't want to be here, if the cost of acquisition is absurd, or if it just doesn't work out. But I do get angry, and it's been more directed at Scott Harris because of this whole, like, we're the smartest people in the room. No, we're not calling on Chapman or JD or any of these players who could help you. No, we're going to go and have Frankenstein at third base. That bothers me. It really does. And what I said is, do I want L'Jarius Sneed? Well, of course I do. Am I willing to give up two first-round picks? Absolutely not. But as long as you show me you are going to explore every avenue in a quest to do the unthinkable, which is to win a Super Bowl in Detroit, I'm good. And Rico brought this to me pre-show about, Mike, this is what you talk about. Are you good with this? And I went, yes. I can't ask anymore. Now, at some point, you're going to have to reach out and sign someone.
Right.
But as long as I know they're touching the table on elite players, I'm cool, Rico. Like, I'm not able to be upset.
Yeah, and if all of a sudden you realize that, you know what, we could probably get two or three players for the price of this one for Sneed. Okay, fine. You did the cost evaluation. You said, you know what, we'll go the other direction. And for those who always say, well, how do you know that they're not working behind the scenes? Right here. This is how. Because I love getting those. You guys don't know that they're not asking. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Because multiple reports are saying the Lions are interested in L'Jarius Sneed. Whether it comes from him or his agent or the team, this type of news gets out. So when you hear nothing or you don't hear your team's name mentioned, it's because they did not pick up the phone.
Yeah, but you can't talk to people who are bathwater drinkers. You can't talk to people who just won't accept that reality. So, like, what you said is spot on. Let's say you could sign Kendall Fuller and Quandre Diggs for the same cost or damn near the same as Sneed. Yeah, that's probably the move. But if you reach out and you see what the situation is, you've done your job.
Because a lot of times you often wonder, how do the teams that are really good keep getting all of these other players? Because they just reached out and said, how much? Player said, that price? All right, we can do that. It's not breaking the bank.
So my question to you, the Lions fan, is this. Don't get hung up on the specific name, but is it encouraging to you that in the fallout from the receipts press conference, where it sounded like Brad Holmes, wanted to curb expectations of a bold offseason, does it encourage you that a few weeks later, the Lions are one of a handful of teams that have at least called to inquire about L'Jarius Sneed? Not so you acquire Sneed, because I think the cost of acquisition is going to be, it borders on exorbitant. But as a bit of a guiding light here that they are going to be aggressive, that they are going to do some things. And maybe it won't be the player you personally love, but it'll be players that make them better. Now, look, Did I understand bringing back Emmanuel Mosley when he played all of two defensive snaps last year? Not really. But I'll wait to see the contract. We haven't seen terms. I mean, if he's back and it's incentive laden, and if he even makes the team off another ACL, right, I can't be mad at it. Like, I'm sure they're going to bring Vildor back. But if Vildor's here as a fourth corner, what am I going to say? Nothing. I have no problem. I'm encouraged by this. Maybe it's because I have inherent bias, and I'm encouraged because it's what I want to happen. Mm-hmm. But I am. I really wondered if we would ever get a report that they even bothered. The fact that they did, tip of the cap. I'm good with it.
The fact that they did, and it doesn't seem like just it was an initial phone call. Looks like they may have followed it up. You know, Burkett was on with Carson Anderson, and it made it feel like the Lions were seriously considering this, or at least weighing out the pros and cons. And that's really all you could ever ask your GM, because it means you're being aggressive. When you hear, it adds credibility to when Brad Holmes says, we're going to go out there and be very aggressive in the free agent market. Yeah, that's what that is right there. If you heard nothing, now you're sitting there wondering, okay, what is he doing? Like, you know, we wanted them to be aggressive at the trade deadline. They did. They didn't want to do anything. They didn't want to do any of the trades that we wanted, hence the chair drop. But now it seems as if maybe they got a little more of a taste of success and realize we got to do it with more than just the people in this building. We need to bring in some outside folks. I know the Lions want to take care of their own, but you're not going to get over the top unless you bring in some stud players to help this team. 248-539-9797.
The other thing is with Jalen Johnson signing just under $20 million a year, Sneed's going north of that.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So you just have to be ready for something like 5 at 95, where it's front loaded and, you know, a boatload of guaranteed money, 4 at 80 something. But I don't think it's where they'll go. I like that they inquired. I like the fact that they at least tried. That's all I ever asked. I never got upset, and I never got attached to any one player. But I just think it's embarrassing, quite honestly, what the Tigers have done with all that money coming off the payroll. And they're sitting there $55 million below league average. And then they act all smug. Oh, no. We're not calling any of those people. What, like J.D. Martinez couldn't change the trajectory of this thing? Like, you couldn't touch the table for a gold glove third baseman who had the worst year of his life with a bad finger, 3 at 54? The idea that you're above that? Nah, that bothered me. Now, if I got a report and it was, hey, Tigers reached out, Matt Chapman said I'd rather die than play in Detroit, what am I going to do? I'm not going to get mad. But at least I know Brad Holmes is trying.
Right. Or if he asked, you know what, I'm going to need $30 million a year. Yeah, okay, well, probably not going to happen.
At least you know now because you talked
right.
to him.
That's it. And again, the Snead thing, once they put the non-exclusive and once it involved multiple first-round pick compensation, no, it's probably too great a cost. The only way you can do it is if you truly believe, with zero doubt, this player, based on our scheme, based on what we are, this player absolutely makes us a championship caliber, not a participation award, a championship caliber team. I still don't know that I'd do it. I've told you, the first round draft pick, at 29, I probably got a weird take on it compared to most people who are thinking about corners and edges. I'm probably taking an O-lineman. I'm going to take what I deem to be the elite center guard combo at the end of the first, play him on at the left guard.
See, I would
have Glasgow at right, and I got insurance for Ragnow.
At 29, you've earned the right to do the whole best player available.
Yes.
That this is where, yeah, if you're at the top of the draft, you got a need. You're at 29, you got maybe a few things that you could do to get your team over the top. And yeah, if the top player on your board is an offensive lineman, take him. If the top player on your board that's still there is, heck, if you tell me their top player is a wide receiver, okay, your team's deep, fine, go get a wide receiver. It means you could probably let go of some of your people that you have. That's why I'm not really, I'd like for them to get some defensive help on the defensive line with that pick 29. I have no idea who's going to fall because, Mike, as you know, every year, especially with so many wide receivers and so many quarterbacks and offensive linemen, a lot of the defensive players are going to slide. And you're going to be like, wow, this guy is still available? I thought he would have been drafted, like, you know, with the 12th pick or so. And here he is sitting there at pick 29. Or, you get that Brian Branch thing where he's in the second round. Many mock drafts last year had him in the first round.
Like, I think Holmes has drafted clearly well enough. You want to empower him, but you do have four of the top 100 picks. You do have an idea you're going to be really good again. Not all first-round picks are created equal. You're picking at 29. That's a second-round pick to me.
Because what I'm thinking at pick 29.
So I do understand if people go, hey, F them picks. If I can get L'Jarius Sneed, I'm doing it. I see both sides to it.
Or pick 29, you're sitting right there at the cusp of the first round that a team who didn't take one of those first quarterbacks still wants that extra year on a quarterback, and now they'll trade you multiple second-round picks or something else because they want to jump up and grab Bo Nix. They want to jump up and grab Michael Penix.
I want to hear from the people on it. You encouraged about the Lions reaching out? Does it give you faith they're going to have a bigger offseason than maybe what you thought just a few days ago? 248-539-9797. David, a few ticket texts. Get to the calls momentarily.
Sneed to the Texans makes sense. They have the money, draft capital, but I am glad the Lions called about Sneed.
Like, isn't that just the minimum you need as a fan to know your team's trying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's part of my angst with my team. Out of all these teams, how the hell have the New York Giants not at least inquired about Justin Fields? Or David's team? Like, David and I talk about it all the time. The Steelers are sitting there, and it's like, wait, you're going to flirt with Russell Wilson. How could you not pick up the phone or at least call on Fields?
The only way that works is that there are certain GMs that just like to move in silence, and they don't say anything, but then all of a sudden, wow, okay, they're working. If you could pull something like that off and you're that type of GM, yes, but most GMs are not. So, yeah, you want to hear that you're kicking the tires. If average fan sees the deficiencies on your team, you know, they have to. And it's like, well, if your fan wants to go out and look for this quarterback, what are you doing? To give them some type of information of saying, hey, we don't think he's going to fit here.
If I could do a pick swap with the Chiefs, if I could trade him, if I could trade him 29 and get back like a fourth round pick, if I will always tell you, yes, I will go after the best player. I do believe L'Jarius Sneed, who basically 70% of the time lined up against other teams' number ones, only gave up more than two catches once, only gave up a touchdown as the closest man in coverage. Ready? The first one he gave up all year, divisional round of the playoffs. He's the guy who made the huge play against the Ravens to poke the ball loose. Mm-hmm. He's a winner. This dude's a winner. I would. I've said it to you. Like, if pick 29 has to be in play, I would do it. But at least they called. At least they're trying. It gives me faith that maybe it's not this move, but they're going to bring a big-time player. And I've said it. I disagree with John about a lot of stuff, but I thought Jansen has brought a very intriguing name to the table, and it's Christian Wilkins. Show me. But they got to make a major addition on defense, because that second half against San Francisco, that can never happen again.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.